Today's daf is Soita daf Mem Zayin, and we are at the third wide line on daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, the two dots, Ziknei Ha'ir, Reichtzin Yedeim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibod Lechaim, Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So we're moving along in the last perek in Masechta Soita, perek Egla Rufa. We're discussing the halachos of the Egla Rufa. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Hey Amid Beis said, Ziknei ha'ir roichtzin es yodeyem b'mayim b'mokoyim arifa shel egla. The ziknei ha'ir, the ones that presided over this procession of the egla rufa, they would wash their hands at the place that they did the arifa v'oymrim, and they would say the following pasuk: Yodeinu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh ve'einenu lo ro. Now the makar that the ziknei ha'ir used to wash their hands is a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "V'chol ziknei ha'ir ha'hi ha'kroivim el ha'cholol yirchatzu es yedeyim al ha'eglo ha'arufa banochal va'amru yodeinu loy shavcho es hadam hazeh ve'einenu loy ro." So today's daf is going to begin with a brisa that discusses that halacha. Tanu rabbanu v'chol ziknei ha'ir ha'hi ha'kroivim el ha'cholol yirchatzu es yedeyim al ha'eglo ha'arufa banochal she'in tamud loy mar ha'arufa. As the brisa, the word ha'arufa is extra. It could have simply said yirchatzu es yedeyim al ha'eglo. Why does it have to chazer over that this eglo is the arufa? The whole context tries that. The pasuk is coming to say that the place that they were supposed to wash their hands was at the location where the arifa took place. So that's the emphasis of ha arufa b'makim ha arifa v'amru. Now, after they washed their hands, they would say yodenu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh ve'einenu lo ro. Frek the gemara v'chi ali benu also shebezin shoivchem damim. It sounds like the first thing bezin needs to do is they have to give a disclaimer. They have to be moisim erdad. They have to say that you should know we're definitely not the ones that did this. Ke'ilu there would have been a havamina that bezin maybe is guilty. Elo, what bezin is saying is not that they didn't directly kill this person, but rather what they're saying is that they didn't indirectly kill this person. For example, leiboli yodenu, don't think that this person came to us asking for food because he was starving, and we didn't give him any food. As a result, he had no choice but to try to rob somebody, and that person turned around and killed him. Or we didn't see him going by himself, which would have put him in danger, and we allowed him to go without an escort. So there, Mesiris Maidah, not that we didn't kill the person. Nobody has a Havamina that Bezin would have killed the person. But rather, the Mesiris Maidah simply is that even indirectly, they didn't do something that may have caused this person to die. I saw the Cheskuni in his Pirush Al HaTorah says that Bezdin would wash their hands and then they would say, Yodeinu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh. So the Cheskuni says that what Bezdin is doing when they're washing their hands is they're literally washing their hands to show that proverbially they can wash their hands as well. So a person washes his hands with an asik, that's what they're doing. This is a physical netilas yadayim to show that our hands are clean, that we have nothing to do with this whole ma'aseh tanya. So we just mentioned the idea of a person traveling by himself. Bezdin says that we didn't allow this person to go into a matzav of danger. The Gemara now is going to digress and then digress from the digression and talk a little bit about the mitzvah of levoya, the chashivos, that if you see somebody traveling by himself, you want to be malava him, you want to travel together with him. Now, this is a halacha. As a result, it's something that's true even today. But Kal v'chaymer, once upon a time, if you could appreciate the danger and the risk once of a person being a lone traveler, so the inyan of levaya is not just a mitzvah, it's not just being mechazik somebody, but as we'll see, it goes into the geder of pekuach nefesh, the inyan of shvichas damim, because when a person travels by himself, very, very dangerous things could potentially happen. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Ramei didn't just say this once, but Ramei flaked zukim, koifen lelevaya. We force people to be mekayim the mitzvah of levaya. And the reason is, sheschar ha-levaya ein lo shir, because the reward for levaya has no shir. Shenemar, and what's the makar to this? So it's psukim in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. So it's only a few psukim, and I think it's worth just appreciating the context a little bit better. So Sefer Shoftim picks up where Sefer Yeshua ends off, and that is the Yidden are conquering Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says that the Beis Yosef, meaning the descendants of Yosef, in this case it was Ephraim and Manasseh, there was a land that they were trying to conquer. And they were looking for some intel. They wanted to know what the Mevoi Ha'ir is. What's the best way to enter the city? So the pasuk says, Vayiru Hashoimrim, the members of Yosef that were in charge of figuring this out saw Ish Yotze Min Ha'ir, a person that was exiting the city. And they told him, Harenu Na Es Mevoi Ha'ir, Vasinu Imcha Chasid. Can you please tell us how you're supposed to get into the city? And we're going to do you a solid. We'll give you back something in exchange for this favor. Vayarim es Mevoi Ha'ir. So this person, he was a Knani, he showed them the Mevoi Ha'ir. Vayaku es Ha'ir Lefer Charev. In the meantime, the Beis Yosef went, they wiped out the whole city, like they were told to. But because of the deal that they had, they sent this person away. So this person left the city that he was living, and he went to the land of Chitim. And he built his own city. And the city that he built was the famous city of Luz, and it's still called Luz up until now. So Rameir proved that the reward for Levaya has no share. Reward for a person who's traveling, he's alone, he's lost, he's confused, he's plunged. If you help this person, you can get a murder geschat. He learned it from this pasuk, from the Teresh Bapa of this pasuk. Pasuk Vayir Hashem Im Ish Yotze Min Ha'ir, Vayir Melei Harenu Nas Mevoi Ha'ir, Vasinu Imcha Chesed. Because in the pasuk says Vayar Mis Mevoi Ha'ir. The pesukim that we just heard says the Gemara Ma Chesed Asu Imay. L'chura they lived up to their end of the bargain. So what was the chesed that they did? Says the Gemara, called Oysa Ha'ir Hargu Lufi Charev. That whole city they wiped out. But they let him and his family live. In fact, it's Mefurish that way in the pasuk. Now this person was allowed to live. Vayeloch Ish Eretz Achitim. That what does the pasuk mean when it says that the city of Luz is called Luz up until now? He Luz, number one, Shet Soivim Batcheles. That the geschäft in that city was, they used to dye tchelis. Tchelis was a very tire thing. And they used to dye tchelis in this city. He lose Shabbat Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv came, v'loy bilbala. But he wasn't mevalvel the city of Luz. Where do you see that? Because it's the same Luz. Adai, the Masech, the Davtes Amaral of Sarah Chiddish, that even though Bas Sancheiriv u bilbala su umois, but Mitzrayim, could be he was a mevavel. Here you have another land that Sancheiriv didn't touch. It's the land of Luz. Nebuchadnezzar, when he came and he was destroying lands, he never touched the city of Luz. Even the Malach HaMoves, he has no rishus to enter the city of Luz, which means that people in Luz would live forever. The older people, and when they're ready, disgusted with life, they would leave the city, and they would die. Either way, this was the reward that this Kanani got. Why? Because of what the Gemara is referring to as Levaya. He was malava them into the city. He showed them exactly what you're supposed to do. Says the Gemara, Valoi Dvarim Kal V'chaymer. If this is what the Kanani got, can you imagine what the Kal V'chaymer is? Ma Kanani Zeshalei Dibur B'fiv. Madach, this Kanani, who never even said a word out of his mouth. V'loi Holach Beraglav, he didn't take one step. Garim Hatzol Eloi Lazari Atzoiv Kol Adoiros. Look at the Yeshuas that he got for him and his Mishpachas Atzoiv Kol Adoiros. Literally, they live forever. Misha Oysa Levaya Beraglav. If somebody would do Levaya with his feet, Alachas Kama V'kama, you can imagine what kind of reward he's going to get. So the Gemara says that this Kanani, he wasn't really malava them. He didn't say a word. He didn't take the steps of a meher. And what did he do? Chizki said b'fiv akab lehem. He made like a little motion with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan b'etzboi her lehem. He pointed with his finger. Tani kavasat Rabbi Yochanan, right? That supports Rabbi Yochanan b'shvul shek. Kanani zeh her b'etzboi. Because of the fact that this Kanani pointed with his finger, gar matzalo, he caused hatzalo loy for him, Ulazari, and his children. Ad soif kol hadars. So what was Rameir's memra? Tanya, Hayra Meir, Omer, Meir used to say, Koifan lu Levaya, we force people to do Levaya, Sheschar ha Levaya ein Loshir. Because you see what an incredible reward you get for Levaya. Where do you see it? Psukim. You see it in Shaiftim Perak Aleph. The Marsha asks that we know that Bezin has a right to force people to do mitzvahs. However, there's one time that Bezin can force, and that is if a mitzvah has matan schar b'tzido. So the Marsha says, isn't this a little counterintuitive? Koifan lu Levaya, why? Because there's such a Meir de Geschar. And not just that, the Schar is mentioned in a pasuk. It's in Shoiftim. So L'chura, there's a matan schar b'tzida. And if there's a matan schar b'tzida, then based on that, says the Marsha, L'chura, you should not be able to be kaifa, ayin, in the Marsha, right here on this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, more on the topic of Levaya. Hamahalich baderech. If somebody's traveling, ve'ein loy Levaya, and he has no one to be malav him, yasik b'teira. He should learn Teira. Shenema, because the pasuk says, ki livyas chein heim l'roi shecho, va'anokim l'gargar shecho. Livyas is miloshin Levaya. So if a person is by himself, and he doesn't have someone to be malav him, what should he do? He should learn Teira. The Teira is going to be malav him. The Marsha says that what's the oimik in this pasuk? Ki livyas chein heim l'roi shecho. Says the Marsha, Ki ahoylich b'derech yichidi b'loy levaya, someone that's traveling by himself, domei b'roshay, he's in a very dangerous situation. V'tzarech chein v'rachamim, And he needs chen, and he needs rachem. K'moy she'tiknu b'tfilas haderech. Like you find in the nusach of tfilas haderech. V'sitnenu l'chenu l'chesed be'inecho ve'ine koreyenu. V'alkein amar, so therefore Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, sha'teiru sha'isik ba, if a person is learning Torah, tia b'makam levaya, it's going to be in lieu of levaya, litein l'chen l'roishe be'ine koreyav. And that's given the chen that he needs, v'shloyia damay b'roishe. So like this, he won't be damay b'roishe. I think the tzushtal to this is obvious. I think it's emes. And that is, the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about the Balei Rosson. These were people that were not well and they had a very, very contagious illness. And the Gemara says how all the Amayram didn't want to go near people that had Balei Rosson. But there was one Amayr that held not that way. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mikruch Behuva Asik B'Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to go learn Torah with the Balei Rosson. Amari said, Ayeles Ahavim V'yalas Chen. Torah gives a person Chen. Im Chen Mala Aloim Deo Aguni Le Magno. He said, a person who doesn't have chen, learns Torah, gets chen, kavachaymer, a person that already has chen, is not going to lose his chen from learning Torah. And therefore, Shua ben Levi used to sit and he would harv him learning together with these Balei Rosson because he felt that the chen of the Torah was going to protect him. This is Rabbi Shua ben Levi l'shitasai. This is another situation where a person is by himself, he's domi b'roishai, of ayelas ahavim v'yalas chen, ki livyas chen heim l'roishecho. The chen is going to protect him from the danger. In Ksubas Ayin Zayin of the days, the chen is protecting him from the danger of being next to this choylo. Over here, the chen is protecting him from the danger of a mahalich b'derech yichidi. But either way, who said this memory? It's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because of four steps that Paroi was Malav Avram Avinu, Shenemar. Now, where do you see that he was Malav him? It says, Vayitzab of Paroi Anoshim V'goymer. Now, it doesn't say four steps there, but the assumption is, as I Zogin the Mefarshim, that the regular way to be Malav a person is Dalet Amos, which would mean Arba Psius. But the bottom line is, because Paru is Malav Avram, Nishtabed, Bebonav, Arba Me'e Shana. He was Zoicha, that Klai Yisrael became his Avadim for 400 years. Shinemar has the path of success, Avadim Inu Oisim, Arba Me'e Shana. And here too, the Marshal points out that Avadim don't think that Golas Mitzrayim happened because of what happened here. We know why Golas Mitzrayim happened. Avram Avinu said, Bama'eda, there's different chazals that talk about all the Fashidin reasons why the Yidden ended up in Mitzrayim and why they ended up in Golas. What we're saying is that why was Mitzrayim the one Zoicha to be the beneficiary? They got the pyramids, they had the Pisim and the Ramses. Why were they the ones that, at least during the good days, was Zoicha to have what they have? It was all because of this. If somebody is Malava, his friend, four Amas in a city, Einoi Nizak. The person that he's being Malava is not going to be punished. Ravina, Alve, the Rava Bar Yisrik, Dal Amas Beir. Ravina was once Malava, Rava Bar Yisrik, four Amas, Matali Yode Hezeka. In the meantime, while he was traveling, there was a dangerous situation for Itzalan, he was safe. Tan Rabbanan. Harav Le Talmud, a Rav that's being Malava, his Talmud, Adi Bura Shalir. He should be Malava him up until the Ibur of the city. So the Ibur of a city is a Erev in turn. Rashi says that Ibur is 70 and some odd amos from where the last city of the house of the last house of the city is. So lechatchila, you walk him all the way until the Ibur. Chava lechaver, two friends at Chum Shabbos. You should go a little bit further, not 70 amos, but Chum Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos outside the city. Talmud leRav, if a Talmud's being malava, the Rav ain't loy shir. Over here, Ein Loshir. This is the second time we saw Ein Loshir. The Schar of Levoya is Ein Loshir, and here the Mitzvah of Levoya is Ein Loshir. But the Gemara says Vekama. In the same breath, what is the Shir? Meaning, can't be, it's really Ein Loshir. Ein Loshir, I hear. It's a Lashon Haflaga. But there must be a Shir. What is Amr Rav Shesh? Rav Shesh said, Ad Parsa. Means up until a Parsa, which is a long Shir. Veloya Marin Ela Rabbi Shein Muvik. The only time this is true is if it's a Rabbi Shein Muvik. Avo Rabbi Muvik. If it's your Rabbi Muvik, Shloisha Parsois. Then it's going to be three Parsois. So really, the Shir Levoya depends on the relationship between the Malava and the Mislava. Rav Kahana Avoli Rav Simi Barashi. Mipum Nahara Ad Beit Sinisa the Bavel. Rav Kahana was once Malava Rav Simi Barashi. They were going out of the city of Pum Nahara, and he went until the palm trees of Bavel. He met us when they came to their Amalei. Vadi Damritu, tell me, is it true that Hani Tzinisa, the Bavel, Mishnei, Adam Arishan, Isnu, that these palm trees, they go all the way back to the times of Adam Arishan, Amalei? So Rav Sim Barashi told Rav Kana, at Kartin Milsa, you just reminded me of something. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Chanin, I'm hiding what's in the Pasuk, that says, Be'eretz loy avar ba'ish, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. If nobody ever was there, then obviously nobody ever lived there. This pasuk is referring to Adam Arishan. A city that Adam Arishan was Gezer, Liyishuv, Nisyashva. People ended up living Eretz, Gezer, Adam Arishan, Nisyashva. But a city that Adam Arishan wasn't Gezer on was not Nisyashva. Meaning, If you look around the globe, wherever there's a yishuv, it's because Adam HaRishon, literally in the beginning of time, once was geyser that this is the way it should be. So Rav Simi Barashi told Rav Kahana that that's what this chazal means. Hanitzin Nisa Amishnei Adam HaRishon, not that Adam HaRishon planted them, but he was geyser on them. And it's not just true for the Tzin Nisa, the Bavel, it's true for everything, based on that pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Rav Mordechai Alvud Rav Ashi Mehagrunya, Va'ad Beikipi. Rav Mordechai was once Malav Rav Ashi from the place called Grunya, and he took him until Beikipi. Va'amri Lassam say Ad Beidura, he took him up until Beidura. More about this Indian. Amar Rav Yoichinom Mishum Rameir. Rav Yoichinom said in the name of Rameir, Kol Shein Malava Umislava. Any person that's not Malava, or, this is the way you read it, is not Mislava. So if you have an opportunity to be Malava somebody, or if you have an opportunity to be Mislava with somebody else, and you say, it's fine, I'm not going to be Malava you, I don't need you to be Malava me, Ki ilu Shoifech Damim. It's as if he was shoyfich tam. Had Rabbi Yechonim know this, shel mole livo anche yericha le elisha, because we're not for the fact that the anche yericha when malava elisha loygiro dubim letinoikis, the dubim, the beers would not have attacked the tinoikis, and a lot of disaster would have been spared. So the next Gemara is going to focus again on a few psukim only in Melachim Beis. So this is Melachim Beis, it's Perek Beis. The context is the Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. He just went up, literally, in a storm to Shamayim. And his Talmud, Elisha, now became the greatest Navi in Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk says that Elisha went, this is immediately after, and he settled in the city of Yericho. Now, in the meantime, Elisha, while he was in Yericho, the Olam came to him, and the Olam told him that we've been having problems with the water here, it's contaminated, we can't drink it. Maybe you could do something. So Elisha was a geis about moifis, and Elisha went and he made a moifis, and because of the moifis that he made, vayirafu hamayim adayim azeh, he was able to. He goes towards Beisel. For oil about derech, and he was walking in the road. Unaarim ketanim yatsu min ha'ir, and there were naarim ketanim, these young lads. They emerged from the city, vayiskalsu boy, and they started making bizyonis of him. Vayloim ruloy, and they told him alei kereach. Alei kereach, vayifen acherav. He looked at them, vayirem. He saw them, vayikalim b'shem Hashem. Vateitzenu shtayim dubim min hayar. And all of a sudden, two beers came out of the forest. Vatevakanu mehem arba mushnei yoladim. 42 children, Rachman al Tzomu killed. Vayelich mishon el Hara Carmel, and he went from there to Hara Carmel. Mishav sham shaimrin, and from there he went back to Shemir. But either way, this is a very, very short version of this ma'isa that happened with Elisha and the dubim. So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name Rameir. Again, this is all Rameir. That we're not for the fact that Elisha was traveling by himself, this would have never happened. Elisha was by himself. But if people would have been malava him, then this disaster would have been averted. Why? So Pashup Shad is because they went to chap it with him. They saw him as a person that was a kereach, they referred to him as. Alei kereach, alei kereach. But it was only because he was himself that they had the chutzpah to say what they said. But otherwise, this would have never happened. Zok Tigmar, what's the Makar told the Shinem? V'yal Misham Beisel, Fu Allah, Baderech, Una Arim Ketanim Yatsu Menair, Vayiskal Suba, Vayomulai, Alei kereach, Alei kereach. Amruloi, they told him, Alei, why were they referring to him as a kereach? So kereach means a person doesn't have hair. That's the pashup shah. But what they were saying was, Alei shekracht aleinu es hamakoin, that you made us lose our parnasa. Rashi says, why? Because their job was, they were vasatregis. So they would carry water to the people in Yericho, because the people in Yericho couldn't drink the water. But now that Elisha went and he saved the water, so it was disruptive to their business. And as a result, they're referring to him as a kereach, shekracht aleinu es hamachim. Says the Gemara, mai u na'arim ketanim, meaning, are they na'arim or are they ketanim? A katan is a katan, a nar is a little bit older. It's not the same thing. Amar Rabbi Elazar says she menu arim min hamitzvahs. They were referred to as na'arim because they were menu arim min hamitzvahs, meaning they were very shvach in mitzvahs. Menu arim is moshin empty. They were empty from mitzvahs. Ketanim shayim ketanim amana. They were called ketanim because they were lacking in amana. Tana in her children. Maskel for Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. Says I understand the confusion. It says na'arim ketanim. This is a great astiro. V'dilma al shem mekayman. Maybe the reason they were called na'arim is because they came from a place called na'iram. Me like Siv, don't we have another passage that says Va'aram Yatsu Gududim, Va'yishbu Meretz Yisrael Na'ara Ketana, that Aram came and they captured a Na'ara Ketana. V'kashal Na'ara Ketana, which one is it? Was she a Na'ara, was she a Ketana? V'amar HaPadr, so HaPadr said Ketana, she was a Ketana, de min Uran, that she was from the Uran. So why do we say the same Taich over here? We have a precedent for such a Taich, so why do we say they were Ketana, but they came from this place in Uran? So the Gemara says, no, the answer is very obvious. Hasam Le Mefarish Mekayma, Hacham Mefarish Mekayma. Over there we have no idea where that Ketana came from. So maybe she came from the Uran. These Chevra lived in Yericho. We know exactly where they lived. That was their whole parnasa. That's the whole story. So Elisha turns, Vayirem, you saw them, Vayikolem b'shem Hashem. Zok t'gemar, Mayro, what did he say? Amar Rav, Rav says, Ramamish, nothing, he didn't see anything, he just looked at them, and when he looked at them, they died. Kedetanya, it's based on a b'raith, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Loimer, Kamakam Shanaswa Chachamim Eineyem, Oy Misa Oy Oyni. If the Chachamim look in a certain way, it could create Misa Oy Oyni, and that's exactly what happened. The Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Ra, Shakulan Es Abram Bohen, Imam B'yim HaKippurim. He saw that these children, they were all psulim. Their mothers had mothered them from a ibur that took place on Yom Kippur. Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Bluris Rolem Kamayra. They had a Bluris. They had here like an Amoyri. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rosh Loi Hoisavim Lachluchas Shal Mitzvah. They didn't have a Lachluchas Shal Mitzvah. And the point is, that's why he killed them. He wouldn't have been Mekal them. But if there was anything there, he wouldn't have done that. Freit the Gemara B'domu B'zarayon Nahavah. Maybe have maybe their children, someone there is going to have. Rabbi Loza loy bam v'loy bezaram ad soif kaladaris. He saw nobody from this generation was going to have any lachluch shal mitzvah, and that's why he killed them. I think the obvious sushtal is Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Shmos. The pasuk says that before Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, vayif and koi, vachoi, vayarki enish, vayachas ha-Mitzri, vayitmeneu b'chol. So Pashup Shad is Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu looked to his right, he looked to his left. But Rashi says, vayarki enish, she'ein ish, osid lotzeis bimenu she'yiz gayer. As if to say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see all the descendants of this Mitzri. If there was one person that was going to be Megayer, he wanted to kill them. For one yid, he would have been mevater on this whole geshef. Elisha did the same thing. He looked, and he saw not just that they didn't have lachlucha shal mitzvah, loy bam v'loy bezarim ad soif kol hadoris, and it was only then that he was masking. But before he killed them, what's the vayar? The vayar is vayif and koy v'koy. Right, the pasuk starts off vayif and acherav. It was a gather of vayif and koy v'koy, and only afterwards did he go ahead and kill them. The pasuk said vateitzena shtayim dubim and ayar. That tivakeno mehem arba mishnei yelodim. 42 children died. Zok tigmar Rav Shmuel zemachlik is Rav and Shmuel. What exactly happened in this pasuk? Chadam on one said nes. There was one miracle that happened. V'chadam on the other one said nes b'teich nes. There were actually two miracles there. Mandam and nes. Mandam it says it was one miracle yar hafo. Because really there was a forest dubim loy hafo. They just didn't have beers. So the miracle was that the beers appeared. Mandam and nes b'teich nes loy yar hafo v'loy dubim hafo. There was no forest and there was no beers. So two miracles happened. First the forest and then the beers. V'ei tigmaru v'loy hafo dubim v'loy hafo yar. What do you need that other miracle for? According to the Malamah, that says there were two Nisan. And the first was the forest, the second was the beer. The forest really doesn't seem to play a role. So the Gemara says, no, the Be'isi. Because the beer would be afraid not to be in its natural habitat. So it needs the forest. So Memon of Shachter was going to be a Nes B'teich Neser. Meaning, because the beers themselves couldn't exist in this situation, to make the beers comfortable, we needed the forest, and as a result, you had to have the nes b'teich nes. Amar Rav Chanina, b'shvil arba mushnayim korbanos shekiv balak melech moyev, because of the 42 korbanos that balak melech moyev brought in Parshas Balak, hufku miyisrael arba mushnayim yiladim, 42 yiddish kindlech tai. Meaning, the amount of children that died were 42. This number is not a coincidence. It relates to the 42 Karbonis that Balak brought. Very thing, was that the schar that Balak got? The makar that a person should be Isaac and Torah mitzvahs, even shalay l'shma is learned out from who? It's learned out from Balak. Because as a reward for the 42 karbonis that Balak brought, zacha v'yatsam imenu rus. He was zoicha to have an enokal rus in yonah d'yoma. She yatsam imenu shloima, who had an enokal shloima. She kosev bei elef oilas yala shloima. So his 42 karbanas shaloi l'shma triggered 1,000 karbanas with the rest of the soidas atayir. But what's the kasha? V'amar Rabbi Yosi ben Chayni. Meaning, how do you know that rus has anything to do with balak? Because Rabbi Yosi ben Chayni said rus bitoy shal egloin was the daughter of egloin who was bnoi shal balak oisa. So the bottom line is, you see that he already got rewarded. So the kash is, you want to tell me this is somehow a schar for Balak? Because of the 42 karbanos he brought, his enemy, his nemesis, years later would have tzaras. Okay, but wasn't he rewarded already? So the Gemara says, Tavasay mia l'klol ahavi. The reward was Rus, and Elafay was Yal Shloima. But Lemaisa Rashi says that he had a kavona for klola. And that kavona l'klola had to be chal somewhere in history, and that's these 42 children. So it's not the reward. What kind of schar is that? Schar is, in the Olam HaEmes, this is schar. Norvas, it was that his kavana l'ra had to be manifest, and that's how it was manifest. So there's two dinim. The reward was Rus and Shlomo HaMelech, but l'maisa, there was a klala with real, real gefelicha kavanas, and unfortunately, at some point, this would play itself out. The pasuk says, Vayomer anshei ha'ir el Elisha, hinena moisha ve'ir toiv. So the pasuk now is talking about when the chevra comes over to Elisha and they tell Elisha that, you know, the water is a big problem. So they preface by saying, you know, this is an amazing city. everything is good. However, the water is bad, va'aretz meshakelas, and the land is a disaster. So the Gemara says, v'chim yachad demayim roim, va'aretz meshakelas, alamat tevasa. So what's so good about the city? Am rabchanan, nothing. V'chim mokim al yoishvav. The Maisa, they lived in the city, and today, oh, this is the best city in the world. Just like there's no parnasa, people die, there's nothing. But no, this city is amazing, right? Because it had nesiyas chen. Am rabyoichan, it's at shloisha chinoisim. There's three chinois that you find. Chen mokim al yoishvav. A person has a chen towards the place that he lives. Chen isha al baila, and chen mekach ha mekach. So a woman is always nice to chen by her husband, and a mekach, if you buy something, it has a special nesiyas chen. The Goyin says that the word chen is from the word chinam. Right, that's what chen is. Chen is from the word chinam. I once heard a taich that we say in Berchas HaMazon, we refer to Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Chemda, Toivu Urechava. The emes is that, Pasha, why is the Eretz Yisrael an Eretz Chemda? Because it's Toivu Urechava. So it should have said, Eretz Toivu Urechava V'Chemda. Why Chemda Toivu Urechava? So I once heard, because Chemda is a Maila B'fnei Atzmai. For someone to have an Asiyas Chen, that's a Maila. Eretz Yisrael's Chemda, it has nothing to do with Toivu Urechava. It's Bechevtza Chemda. It's Grada also Toivu Urechava. But it's Chemda first, Toivu Urechava second. But this Indian of being Chemda, Chen, it's from the word Chinam, like you see here. Shloisha Chinois Chen. Chen Mokam Al Yoishvav, even when it was completely irrational, like the Gemara just pointed out. Tanur Rabban. Shloisha Chalon Chola Elisha. So we're still talking about Elisha. Elisha got sick three times during his lifetime. Echad, the first time, Shagira Dubin Bitinoikis. Because of the role that he played in these 42 children died, he became sick. The Echad Shadachvoi. The second is because he pushed away his gabba, his talmud gechasi. We'll see about that in a second. And the third one was at the end of his life when he ended up passing away. Shenever the pasuk says about lisha cholo es choloy asheyom muspay. Tanu rabbanu, we learned in a brayso. So we just mentioned that Elisha got sick because he pushed away gechasi. So from here until the Mishnah, that's going to be the noise. The oilom tei small doicha v'yamim mekarevus, a classic. A person should always push people away with his left hand, but at the same time, use his other hand, his right hand, his stronger hand, to be Makara people. So the left hand is the Yakeya, that's the weaker hand. The Yamin is the stronger hand. And a person, if you have to push away with your left, but use your right to be Makarev. Loike Elisha. Don't do what Elisha did. Shadachvoy le Gechasi b'shteyadav, who pushed away Gechasi with his two hands. Veloike Yeshua ben Prachya. And don't do what Yeshua ben Prachya did. Shadachvoy le Echad mitalmidav, who pushed away one of his talmidim b'shteyadav with two of his hands. Elisha Mahi. What's the context of Elisha? So the story is, these psukim we won't read inside, is Naaman was a king, and he was a very, very powerful king. He was a king of Aram. And he became a Mitzayra. And he was told that the Jews have a prophet and he can heal all the Chaylim and he can figure out a way to take care of Naaman. So Naaman meets with Elisha. Elisha tells Naaman what to do and Naaman has refuah. And then Naaman offers Elisha anything and everything. He's this super, super wealthy king. I'll give you money, I'll give you clothing, I'll give you jewels, I'll give you diamonds. And Elisha said, Ich will garnish. Elisha and Naaman part ways. Elisha had a gab, his name was Gechasi. Gechasi says, what? I just offered Mamish everything I could possibly have, and my Rebbe turned it down. He had an Eitzah. He tells Elisha he has to go back. He goes back, he meets with Naaman, and he tells Naaman that I want you to know that as soon as we parted ways, all of a sudden two people came to my master, and they told him that they're dead, they need food, and they need money, and they need things. And Elisha, my master, told me I should come back to you, and I should ask you for something. And Naaman was so excited. This is really what he wanted to do. And he gave him a lot of money, and the pasuk says he gave him a lot of clothing. In the meantime, he comes back, and Elisha realizes what took place. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Naaman, hoyol kach kikarim, viksiv, Vayomer Elov. So we're going through all these psukim in short. This is when Naaman originally tells Elisha, I want you to take money. He says, Loi libi holach achar, hofach ishmeal markavti lekroscho, ha'ez lokachas as akesach, v'lokachas begodim v'zeisim v'kromim v'tzoyinu bakar v'abodim u'shvachas. So again, this pasuk is talking already, we're skipping around there. We're at the end of the story, where Gechasi now shows up to Elisha, and he has all these things. So he says, what did you do? You took money, read it. You took clothing, you took olives, you took vineyards, you took sheep, you took bakar, you took avodim, you took shvachis. So the Gemara says, umishakal kulei hai? He didn't take that much. If you look at the psukim, it says he took kesef u'begadim u'deshakal. He took money, he took begadim, which again, he shouldn't have done. But we piled on a whole arichas over here. Amrab Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, "Ba'oisa shahayel Elisha, oisa bishmai neshratzim." And this will dig a gemar. At that point, Elisha was sitting with Gechasi. They were learning, and they were learning Masech the Shabbos. They were learning Parak Shmai neshratzim. Amaloi, he told him, "Rasha, higia eis litel schar shmai neshratzim. You just got your reward from shmai neshratzim. Meaning, you're learning Torah, and the Torah Kedoshah gives you such an unbelievable reward. What did you do? You decided you want a little bit of money. So you want to get the schar that you're supposed to get for Shmoyne Shvatzim in this world. So he lists out eight things, not because he took eight things, he didn't take eight things, but to tell him that the schar, which is eight, that you should have gotten l'umas, the Shmoyne Shvatzim that you're learning, you end up getting in the little bit of money and the little bit of clothing that you took. And then Elisha goes, and Elisha speaks very, very harshly to Gehazi, and this is really the punchline of what we need right here. He tells him that because of what you did, he says, "V'tzaras namon tibak b'cha u'bizarach lo'ivam." You should be punished, and the punishment should be that the tzaras of Namon, that he was just healed of, that's something that you should have, and it should be with you and with your children. Lo'ivam v'yetze milufano. And as Elisha said that, Gehazi walks out mitzayir kashalak. He was a mitzayir, literally the color of snow. Says the Gemara that the Einish was that not only Naaman would be a Mitzayra, but his children also. The Pasuk says, Varba Noshim Hoyu Mitzayra. There were four people that were Mitzayra, right? This is a Haftayra. Varba Noshim Hoyu Mitzayra. Amrab Yechon, Yechon says, Gechasi Vishloshes Bano. Who are those Arba Mitzayra? It's Gechasi and his family. Like Elisha said, was going to happen. Vayelech Amisha, Elisha Damasik. The Pasuk says elsewhere that Elisha went to Damascus. Why do you go to Damascus? Because he wanted to get Gehazi to do tshuva. But he wasn't chayze b'tshuva. So Elisha told him, Chazor bach, do tshuva. Amalei kach mekublani mimcha. I have a messiah from you. Kol mishachata. V'hechti esher rabin. In my speaking beyodei lasa tshuva. That if someone's chaytu machti serabim, in my speaking beyodei lasa tshuva, and I was a chaytu machti serabim, I can't do tshuva. Now, where do you see that he was chaytu machti serabim? He took money, he shouldn't have done it. So the Gemara says, my ofad, where do you see that he was chaytu machti serabim? So the Gemara brings a few versions of what happened. Ikadami, some say, Evan Shayeves, Toluloy the Chattis Yeravim, that Gehazi went to the Agolim that Yeravim ben Avot was maimed. He took an Evan Shayeves, that's in English, a magnet of some sorts, and he got the agolim to be suspended in the ear. The hemidai bein shamayim la'aretz. And what did it do? It reinvigorated the cheta egel. The avoid the zara was that was the egel. And people got into the egel again, so he was machti as a rabbi. The same chaytu machti as a rabbi, as you wrote him. Vikadamri, some say, shem chokak la'apume. He inscribed a shame in the mouth of the eagle. And if a person walked by the eagle, they would hear the eagle say, anoichi v'lo yilecha. The Ikedamri, some say, Rabbonon docha mikameh, that when Elisha used to give shir, so Gehazi was the gappa, and he would push people away. He didn't let people come to Elisha. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says that after Gehazi's out of the picture, Vayon Rubnei Anevim El Elisha, he didn't know Hamokam Shanachnu Yoshim Shom Lefanecho, Tzar Mimenu. It's so uncomfortable now. We're oimdim tzvufim. Michal dadho idnolei havadachi. Vayis says, until that point, it wasn't like that. And this is a riot that Gehazi, as long as he was there, he was pushing people away. So the Gemara said, la'oilam te small doicha v'yamim kareves, loike Elisha shedach v'himam kasi v'shtei yadot. So Elisha pushed away Gehazi. He was very, very sharp. And imamish, he rebuked him. V'tzaras namon tidbak b'cho b'zaracha la'oilam. That's a very, very sharp line. And because of this, Gehazi ends up being chayti umachti as a rabbin. He brings out the chet ha'egel. The end of Gehazi's story is not good. And the end of really what emerged because of the story of Gehazi is not good as well. But the Gemara said there's one other makar to this Indian. And that is Yeshua ben Prachi. Yeshua ben Prachi did the same thing. He was doch for le'echa mitalmida b'shtei yadav. And really what he was supposed to have done is he should have been doichem with his left hand and then been mekar of him with the right hand. So the Gemara says, Yeshua ben Prachi mayhi, what's that story? Kedavakot koto yani malkli rabban. Yani amelech, we know he killed all the rabbanon. So the Gemara in Masechtis, Kedushin daf samach vava min alef. Shimon ben Shetach, Atminu Achse. Yanni Melech was married to the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. So Yanni Melech's wife, the queen, she hid Shimon ben Shetach. Shua ben Prachia, in the meantime, Ozal Orak Lerik Sanya Shaman Tzram. He also survived because he fled and he went to Alexandria. When things calmed down in Eretz Yisrael, Sholach le Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Rabbi Shua ben Prachia. Now, apparently, it was too dangerous to send a clear message. So he sent it with Morse code. He writes him the following: Mini Yerushalayim Irakoidish, Loch Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. I, Jerusalem, speaks to you, Alexandria. Right? This is a conversation between two cities. Achoisi, Manchester, the city. Baili Sharu Besoichech. My master is living amongst you, and I'm stuck all by myself. So Rabbi Shimon ben Prachi gets this letter. Omar, he understood everything. Shmamino, habalei shalmo. Things must have calmed down in Yerushalayim. It's safe to return. He also, when he came back, iklilahu ishpiza. So he stayed by Unushpiza. He had Talmidim with him. Kam kamayo biyukara, shaper of the Leyukara Tufa. And this Ushpiza took very, very good care of Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya and his Talmidim. Yosef akamishtabach kama no achsanya zo. So he said, wow, what a nice achsanya. Amaleyachmi Talmidov. So one of Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya's Talmidim were there. He said, Rabbi, really? She was so nice? Einer trutois. Her eyes didn't look so nice. Amaleyach, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya told his Talmud, Rosh bekachata oisek. What, you were looking at her physically? You thought when I said that she was nah, I meant physically she was not someone. I meant her meisim were nah. Says the Gemara, Shulman Prachi was very, very upset. Apik arba meya shipure. He took out 400 shayfres, the shamte, and he put them in cherim, in a very, very severe cherim. Kol yoyim ha'asa l'kame v'lay kibble. After Shulman Prachi did this, he felt bad. So he wanted to tell him, it's fine, you know, I had to do what I had to do, l'migdar milsa, but at the same time, it's safe to come back. He refused to come back. Yom Echad, one day, have a kakari kriyishma. I'm sorry. Every day the Talmud was going back to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya and was asking him for mechila. But v'loy kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya wasn't mekabel the mechila. One day, Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya was reading kriyishma. Also lekame, and he came to him. Have a bedaiti lekpule. He wanted to accept his tshuva. Achvile biyode, but he made a motion with his hand. Sovar mitchadachile. He thought he was being, he wasn't being doichem, he was in the middle of saying kriyishma. Either way, this person realized that if my Rebbe is not going to take me back, I made a mistake. I asked him so many times, but if he's not going to accept me, then what am I supposed to do? Ozal, he went zokav leveinasa, he made an avodah zarah, polchen, he worshipped his avodah zarah. Amale, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya came to him and he told him, chazar bach, do tshuva. Amale, kach miku blani mimcha, you taught us. Kol achoyte, umachti as harabim. Now, where do you find that this Talmud was Chayti Umachti Aserab? Until now, we know he said something inappropriate about the Achsanya. We also know that he was Ovid Avodah Zarah. But how do you know that he was Chayti Umachti Aserab? Because we have a Masorah that this Talmud, Kishev, got involved in Kishev, the Hesis Vihidiach, and he got involved in causing people to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Hechti Es Yisrael, and he was Machti Es Yisrael. Now, our Gemara leaves us hanging in terms of who exactly this Talmud was. But if you look at the side of some of the Gemaras, and if you look at the Chesreni Hashas, it's Yeduah that this Talmud was Yeshe HaNoitzri. And this is the story of Yeshe HaNoitzri, and that's the Oymek of what Chazal are trying to say. La'olam te small doicha v'yamim mekarev, because of a Maisa Shoy with a Gadol Adar, who didn't do that. Chazal said this is something we need to learn from. And that is, that could be the whole Yeshe HaNoitzri might have been prevented. As one postscript to this Gemara, Tanya went to the Bryce, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Yetzer tinoik v'isho. Yetzer means, Rashi says, the Yetzahara of Tashmish, right? Stam Aveira, Stam Yetzer, the Yetzahara of Tashmish. Teenage children and an Isha, a woman, a small doich, wants to be doichet, but he should be doichet with a smile. And as far as giving Musar to a Tinek and an Isha, this Inyan of small doicha, via Min Mekarev, we now return to our regular program, which is the Sugya of Egla Arufa, Zokta Mishnah, Nimtza Hoireg. What happens if during the procession of Egla Arufa they find the Hoireg, the murderer was found, actually, Nerfa Egla, if this person was found before they actually beheaded the Egel, Tetz Betir Be'eder? So you can take the Egel and say, this was a mistake, we thought we needed you, we don't need you, go back. You can live happily ever after. It's chulin. There's no isurei hana. Everything is fine. Mishan nerfa eglo. If, however, the hoirig was found after that rifa, then tikaver b'mkoyma. Then you have the whole shulchan aruch of how you deal with a dead eagle. Why? Shal safik basa mitchilas. Because even though it's true, now you ended up finding out. So what? The whole purpose of the egla roof is when you don't know, be mechaper for the safik. If you find out later, it's not a stira l'mafreya to everything that you did. Kipra sveik of ahochala. This Egel was mechaper when there was a suffix. It did what it was supposed to do. The fact that you find out later is not in any way a gloy milsalam afreya that what you did was a tais. Nerfa ha'eglo v'achakach nimtza ha'hoireg. What happens if you find the murderer after you did the arifa ha'reza yahareg? You killed the murderer. This is a little bit of a chiddush because you could have thought that maybe the murderer got kapara through the egla rufa kamash malon. There's some element of kapara, but that's only called kamad as a safik. The minute we know exactly who the hoirig is, at that point, we have no choice, but we have to kill him. Now, this next sugi that we're going to learn, this part of the Mishnah, there'll be a little bit of Gemara that's going to attach to it as well, is where Egla Rufa meets Nashim Nazikin. Eid Echad Oymer Ro'isi as a hoirig. What happens if an Eid Echad says, I saw the hoirig? So they're about to go through the procession of Egla Rufa, all of a sudden, a Yid walks in and he says, I saw the hoirig. And another eid says, not true, you didn't see him. Isha Emeris, you see, a woman says, I saw it. The Isha Emeris, Loiro Isa. A woman says, you didn't see it. How you orphan? They still used to do the Arifa. Eid Echad Oymer Ro'isi. What if one person says, I saw the Hoyrig, Ushnaim Oymer Loiro Isi, you didn't see it? How you orphan? There too. They did the arifa. Two people said, you didn't see it, so they did the arifa. Shnayim oimim ro'inu. If two people say, we saw the echad oimim lo'i risem, we didn't see lo'i hayu arifin, because it's two verses one, and as a result, we didn't do the arifa. More about this in the Gemara. Misharabu ha-roitzchanu. We return to our digressions. When there were many, many roitzchanim, when the point came where there were mamish roitzchim everywhere, batla egla rufa. Egla rufa became batla. And the Mishnah gives us like a marimakim of when exactly this happened. Bishamba Eliezer ben Dinoi. When Eliezer ben Dinoi came, where? Came onto the scene. Utchina ben Prisha hayenekor. He was known as Tchina ben Prisha. Chazur the Christ, and then later he was known as Ben Haratzchen. Sounds like an appropriate name, but the bottom line is, this guy, when he somehow started doing his things, so at that point, Batla egla rufa, me'inyan le'inyan, me'sherabu ha'menafim. When there was a lot of snus, pasku ha'mayim ha'marim. So we return to Masechta Sota for a brief moment. Rabbi Yechon Zakkai Hifsikan, the Gemara says, and you want to know who was the one that was mafsik the mayim ha'marim? It was Rabbi Yechon Zakkai Shneva. The pasuk says, and we'll see more about this on Amid Beis, lo'y efgoit al b'noy seichem kisiz nena, v'al kaloy seichem kisino. Afna kihem v'goyna. V'shemes Yosef ben Yezer ish treit. V'yosef ben Yochan ish v'sholayim. When these two tzaddikim died, batlu ha-shkoylus. There were no more ha-shkoylus. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ein eshkoy lecho bikura, ifsa nafshi. We'll see what that means in the Gemara as well. Yochan kohen gadol hever hoidoas ha-meiser. Yochan kohen gadol was mevatel the mitzvah v'idoi meiser. Afu bitolas ha-meiron v'sa-meiklin. He was mevatel other things as well. Which other things? Ma'irin and Noikfin. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ad Yom of Hayapatish Makab Yerushalayim. Up until his days, you can hear a Makab Patish in Yerushalayim. We'll see what that means. Ubi Yom of Ain't Sarach Lishal al Admai. And during his days, you don't have to ask questions anymore about Admai. We'll see what that means as well. Tan Rabban. Minayin Shem Nerfa Egla. How do you know that if the egg had its arifa, v'achach nimsa hayreg, and then afterwards you find the hayreg, she'im paiteres oisai, that this person, the Ritzach, is still going to be Chayiv Misa. Meaning, the Mishnah said that if you did the Egla Rufa and then you find the Ritzach, he's still killed. Maybe he got the Kapara. Talmud Loimar, it's based on the Pasuk that says, Vila Oretz, Lo Yechupar Ladom Asher Shupach Ba Ki Im Bedam Shoifchoi. And this extra Pasuk is coming to say that you should know that if a person is found to be guilty of Ritzach, he always gets killed. The rabbi is what? Even if they already brought the Egla Arufa. So the Mishnah mentioned a little bit about the Hilchas Eidos of Egla Arufa, and that's what these next 10 or so lines are going to discuss. Now, it's g'day to mention, because Rashi points this out, that really this next piece of Gemara that we're going to learn, it's a little bit lumdish, but really it's almost a cut and paste. We had an identical Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. The context over there was not Egla Arufa. The context over there was the Eidechot Besoitas. If this king of Assyria, Eidechot, comes and says Tumah, the Eidechot is going to be believed. In fact, Rashi says, Sugya zo kula pirashtiya beperek mishakino, l'il daf lamed aleph from the base. I already explained this whole sugya. Ve'eno chaluka kan klum. There's no difference over here. So we'll follow Rashi's lead. Obviously, we'll go through the Gemara, but at the same time, we'll go through it a little bit quicker. So again, the Mishnah is talking about where they're about to bring the Egla Rufa, and all of a sudden, there's someone that walks in and says, I saw the Ritzeach. Now, one thing we need to get clear, and that is, if a person says, I saw the Ritzeach, if we're going to trust this person, we're going to trust this person even if he doesn't identify who the Ritzach is. Meaning, as long as there's a idea out there of who the Ritzach was, that would be enough that there should be no Egla Rufa. Another thing that's going to emerge very stark in this sugya is that this is one of the places that an Eidechot is believed. The Gemara is about to be medayiti from the Mishnah, but it's just kedai to know that going in. That usually when you deal with most areas in halacha, you need to aid them. And this is like a shvichas domim dige inyan, but Eidechot is very much believed. Not only is an Eidechot believed, but the Ne'echad that's believed is believed like two Eidim. So there are times that Ne'echad is believed, Ne'echad Nemeh Bisurim, for example. Then there are times that Ne'echad has the Nemanas of two Eidim. Ne'echad Besoit is one of those cases. Kamakim She'minu Chachamim Ne'echad, He'minu Kishtayim. They trusted him like two Eidim. So Egla Rufa goes into the category of where Ne'echad is believed, and not only is Ne'echad believed, but Ne'echad is believed like two Eidim as well. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, if one Eid says, I saw the Hayreg, another Eid says, you didn't see the Hayreg, the halach is hayu arfin. It's one against one. Sounds like they knock each other out. And as a result, we do that glarufa. If one eight says, I saw, and two eight say, you didn't see, hayu arfin. Why? Because even though one eight says, I saw, but two said, you didn't see. If two would say, I saw, and or we saw, and one would say, you didn't see, lo hayu arfin, because there it's two saying that we saw, so for sure there would be no arifas. In the case of one against one, it sounds like the only reason that we're doing the arifa is because it's one against one. They knock each other out, so we have a suffix. Holy makrishle, but it sounds like if one aide would say that I saw, and there was no one being makrishim, it sounds like for sure we would trust this aide, and we wouldn't do the arifa. What's the makar to this? The Tanur Rabban, it says in the pasuk, loy noida mihiko. No one knows. That's when you do the egla arufa. Ha noida mihiko. But if somebody would know, afilu echa b'sayfa oilam, even if this person's in Yenem Ekvelt, loy hoyo arfin, that would be enough that there shouldn't be a arifa. Rabbi Kiva said a similar halach. How do you know if the Sanhedrin saw someone kill the nefesh and they don't know who it is, that was enough for there not to be a rifa tamad? The pasuk says ve'einenu loyro. We didn't see. Va'loyro, they did see. Either way, zok de gemara akash. Now that we establish firmly diuk, we have a makar to it even from the pasuk that an eid echad is believed when it comes to arifa idachad hechimatzei makrishle. So if one eid says that I saw, another eid says I didn't see, why is that one against one? It shouldn't be one against one. It should be one against two. Because v'amar ula said kamakom shemid the Torah eid echad harikan shnayim, that every time the Torah trusts an eid echad, he's considered two. Now the eid echad that says ro'isi is two, and the other aid is a regular aid. The ain't varav shalacha b'makom shnayim, and one aid is not believed b'makom two aid. Right. So even though it sounds like it's a one against one, let them cancel each other out. But it's really not a one against one, because the one that's saying roisi has the special nemanus of loy noida miiko. It's a gzeres hakosav that an eid echad is believed. The other one doesn't have a special gzeres hakosav. If you're an eid echad that's believed based on a gzeres hakosav, by definition you're a two. So l'chayr isn't a two against one. So the gemara says amal lecha ula ula is going to say a chiddush tni loy hayu arfin. You have to change the gersa. And uchanami, one against one, not hayu arfin, loy hayu arfin, because the one is really two. It's like two against one. Chinam Rabbi Yitzchak, that said the same thing. Tani loy hayu arfin. Change the gersa. Rabbi Chia, who we had also in Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, like Rashi said, Tani, he said hayu arfin. No. The girsa is the way it's supposed to be, even though it's one against one. Freit the Gemara, Ula's Kasha, Ula Reb Chia, Kasha the Ula. L'chura, how is it one against one? The one that's saying Ro'isi is really two, since it should be two against one. So the Gemara says, like, Kasha, Kambe Vasachas, Kambe Zachazah. The only time Ula's halacha is true is if they come at two separate times. So if an Eid Echad would come first to say Ro'isi, and then another Eid Echad would come after to say Loi Ro'isi, once we accept the Eidus of the Eid Echad, he's believed like two, then it's one against two. But if they walk in at the same time, Bishas, the Gvias Eidus of the Eid Echad is already a Hakasha, then we look at it as a regular one against one, and therefore he had the Gers in the Mishnah of Hayu Arfin. The two cancel each other out. It's one against one. I thought it's two against one. No, because talking about where they came Bevas Achas Tanan, Freik Demar Kasha from the Mishnah. If one said reason, two said you didn't see Hayu Arfin, they would do the Arifa. It sounds like only when it's one against two, they would do the Arifa. Meaning if there's two that are saying Loi Ro'isa, it sounds like if it's one against one, they didn't do the Arifa. Isn't that a Kasha on Rab Chia? Rab Chia had the Gers in the Mishnah Hayu Arfin. So the Gemara says, according to you, Ema Sefer, read the next line of the Mishnah. Two say that we saw, and one says you didn't see. They didn't do the arifa. It sounds like if it was one against one, they would do the arifa. So you have a conflicting mashmah. Meaning, if you're going to be medayik the first of those two cases of two against one, you have to be medayik the second of those two cases as well. And you're going to end up with a stira ella. You have to discard this whole part of the Mishnah. And you have to say, the Mishnah is talking about something very specific. Kula b'psuli eidos, it's talking about where the eid echem, the two eidim, we'll see in a minute, we're psule eidos, ukud Reb Nechem. And the Gemara is going to have two versions of how this plays itself out. The Amar, Reb Nechem, you said the following, Kamakim shemin de toire eidachod, halech acha roiv deyos. So Reb Nechem's halacha is not Ula's halacha. Ula's halacha is whenever the Torah believes in eidachod, you believe him like two. Reb Nechem has a different klal. Kamakim shemin de toire eidachod, halech acha roiv deyos. Then, what we do is, if you have a hakchasha, you can tally it up and see which side of the ledger has more votes, and that's what's going to win. Right, so usually when it comes to Hilchas Eidus, it's Trei Kamei, it doesn't work that way. But when it comes to Psulei Eidus, that's the way it is. For Asu, and in the first version, Rav Nechemya held, that Shnei Noshim Ish Echad, two women against one man, is Kishnei Anoshim Ish Echad, is the same as two men against one man. But the bottom line is, the end of the Mishnah is talking about, where the two were Psulei Eidus. And it's coming to teach us from Nechemya's Chiddush, that if it's two against one, even though the two are psulim, halechacha roivdei. So the one is a kosher, but the two are psulim, and that's what that Mishnah is taught. So don't make the yukin from it. The kavana of the Tanah of the Mishnah is not the yukin. We're talking about with this psulim, and we're trying to make sure we understand that when it comes to an amanos of Eidecha, like the sugi of Egla Arufa, you always go basa roivdeis, and the chiddush is, even if they're psulim, and that's the kimta. The kimta is where they were both psulim. Ikadami, some say, kalecha da asa Eidecha kosher meikaro, if the Eidecha would be an Eidecha kosher, and he came first, afilu mei anoshim ki echad namyan, then 100 women would still be treated like one. Meaning, even though Rav Nechemya said Halecha Charoiv Deis, it's only talking about that the one is a woman, and the Tirtzel of Rav Nechemya Hachi, you'll have to be Mitaritz Rav Nechemya. That Rav Nechemya said, "Kamon Kshemina Teira Edechad Halecha Charoiv Deis." But va'asu shtei nashim be'isha achas, two women against one man is kishnei nashim be'isha echad, it's like two men against one man. Avashtei nashim be'isha echad, but if it be two women against one man, ki palgo palgo dami, then we'd look at it as palgo palgo. So it's the same aikimta. The aikimta is we're talking about with this psulim. The shailist, Nechemya's halacha of roiv deis is only when it's psulim against a apostle, or is even when it's psulim against a kasha. And that will play itself out how you make the aikimta in the Mishnah. If it's psulim against apostle, you'd have to say the two against one were all nashim, for example, who are generally psuliyadis. If it's true even for psulim against kasher, so then you could say the two of psulim and the one is kasher. Says the Gemara, "V'tarti b'psuliyadis lamali." Why do we need two cases to tell me that you go basa roiv deis by psuliyadis? So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you why you need to." Now the time I would have thought kias lina basa roiv deis l'chumra. Maybe the only time you go basa roiv deis is l'chumra to do the egla rufa. Aval l'kula not to do the egla rufa loy kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Either way, we return to our digression. So the Mishnah said, "Misharabu haroitzchem v'chulu." When the Reutzchem were Nisrabah, there were so many Reutzchem, so at that point, they were Mevatel Egla Rufa. Tanu Rabban and Abraisa, that brings out this point. Mishrabu had Reutzchonim. When the Reutzchem, it's the same thing. But the Egla Rufa, there was no more Egla Rufa. Why? The Fisha Inna Ba Ella Al Hasafik. Because the whole Yisoid of Egla Rufa is when we have no idea what's going on. And Mishrabu had Reutzchonim Bigaloi. Once there were people that were openly killing other people, but like Agla Mimela, we were Mavata Agla Rufa. So this price is a little bit redundant. But what the price is saying is that once there was some famous Reitzchanim, like the Mishnah said, that one person who Tchina his name was, and Ben Aratzchen, so this guy, he was always a prime suspect. Every time there was a homicide, so everybody immediately went to this guy's door, they started questioning him to find out where he was, and once you had prime suspects, it took away a little bit of the loy noida mihiko. Egla Rufa is where it's loy noida mihiko. The ma'at, if there's an eid echad, b'soifa oilam, and lemait when there's even prime suspects. That's enough. So left after we know for sure that he's the Ritzer, but once there's enough circumstantial evidence to think that maybe he is, that would be enough to be mevatel Egla Rufa. And then the Mishnah did what it's been doing, and that is digress. Ironically, this digression is to Masechta Saita. So the Mishnah said, Misharabu ha-menoafim pasku ha-mayim ha-morim. So once there were a lot of menoafim, there was no more mayim ha-morim. Who was the one that actually was mevatel? It's Rebbeich Mazakai. So it puts it into historical context. That's the end of Bayit Sheni, and he based it on a pasuk that the Gemara is going to darshan very much right now. Tanu Rabban. It says, V'niko ha'ishme yafen. We learn from here, B'zman sh'ishme nukum yafen, ha'mayim b'itkenes ishtoi. If the man is clean, meaning he didn't do any aveiris, znus, then the water was b'itik his wife. Eino ishme nukum yafen. But if this person is guilty of aveiris, eino mayim b'itkenes ishtoi. This pasuk teaches us that in a world of gilui arayis, of promiscuity, it's very possible the mayim's not going to work anymore. Because you need the ish to be menukum yafen in order to this to work. But I mean, there's another pasuk that brings out the same point. It says, "Loy efkoid al b'noy seichem kisses nena v'chulu." This is the pasuk that was quoted in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "My voimer, why do you need two pasukim for?" Meaning, it sounds like that v'niko ishme yavoin would have been enough of a reason that misharabu amenafim. There should be no mayim amarim. The whole purpose of it is to be biting. If it's not being biting anyways, then mayim mazuoisa. So luchura, why do I need a second pasuk? I have a pasuk in Bamidbar and I have a pasuk in Aishaya. Yehuda v'ayud l'kra. Like, why do I need the second pasuk? The Gemara, I'll tell you what. V'chitema avin diday in the bnei odaban seiloi. From v'niko ishme yavoin, all you see is that the husband, he has to be menukah me'afin. Okay, so let's say you have a situation where you know the husband is menukah me'afin, but the children, rachmana l'tzlan, the next to dar, that's where it's already not okay. So how do you know that would be a problem? Toshma, that's the second pasuk. Loy efkoid al b'noy seichem ki says nana. The way we teach it is loy efkoid. There will be no pkida. There will be no mayim amorim al b'noy seichem ki says nana. If the daughters and the alkaloy seichem ki says nafena. V'chitema. But the pasuk continues, and the pasuk is addressing another point. Maybe avoin eishes ish in avoin depnu yoloi. Maybe the only time it's a problem is if people are being nichshol in eishes ish. Okay, that's maybe a little less shchiach. But let's say if someone's being mazana with a pnuya with zoynes, there maybe not tashma. That's the end of the pasuk that says ki heim im hazoynes Yifaredu ve'im hakedeshois yizabecho. And that's the purpose of bringing this pasuk. Meshirabu aminafim. That you see from here that if the husband was doing averis, if the children were doing averis, even if it was stam with pnuyos, that would be enough for the water not to work anymore. And this was the basis that Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai had to go ahead and be mevatel this inyan. Now this pasuk ends with the following words: Va'am lo yavin, you love it. The am that doesn't understand, you love it. They're going to be all samish. They're going to stumble. What does that mean? If you take care of yourselves, the water is going to be boitik your wives. And if not, the water is not going to work. Meaning, the oilam was so confused, they didn't understand, why is the water not working anymore? So he explained it to them. He told them this is the reason. And the Marsha adds that they were even more confused because dafka at the time where there was so much arayas, now suddenly the water is not working. Forget, you would think the water was made for this. It's for situations like this. People should be blowing up all over the place. But this is the reason, this is why it didn't happen. Incidentally, the Ramban in his Pirush HaLotayr in Parshas Nasai, when he talks about the Nes Gadol, we mentioned this in Saita Dapes, the Nes Gadol that was during the Maim Amorim, and it was a schos, it was to be maintained the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. See, he says that's precisely the reason that when it got to a point where the Kedusha, unfortunately, was going away by itself, there was no more v'hoyah machanecha kodesh because it was yir b'cha'er v'zdover. So at that point, the water wasn't going to work anymore. The whole yisoid of the water is to maintain the kedusha. It's not just there to be mevarer, the Zionist. They should take care of that. The idea over here is to maintain the kedusha. So v'am loyoven, they didn't understand. Like I thought the whole idea is to get rid of the noshim that are being mezana. That's not what it's there. It's here to be meroivim klal Yisrael and to maintain the kedusha of klal Yisrael. But if it's not v'hoyim achanecha kodesh, then there's no point in this whole inyan, and that's really the tshuva to the va'am lo yavim, you love it. Mishirabu balei hana. So more on this inyan. When there was a ribuy of balei hana, people that used to indulge in pleasures, what happened? Is afso adinim, all the dinim became corrupt, and eskalkula maisim, and all the maisim became corrupt. Ve'in noyach ba'oila, and there's no noyach in the world. So it's kedai to see Rashi. Rashi says, "Dibra maskelnes afso hadinim." It's on the right side, the third to last Rashi. Dimitoych shein bali hana im matrichen atzma la'ayim b'din. Right? What's pashup shah? So there's a lot of hana. As a result, they're not being matrich themselves to investigate the din. Ubeisa v'het lahiris letzibur. Not thinking about the intellectual aspect of trying to come up with a good din. They're just thinking about hana. It's just the world is just all about taifa. Umitoych kach neskalklu maseyim v'kim etzakein ein lahakadosh baruch hu nachas ruach b'ilamai. Interesting Lashon HaRashi. But either way, says the Gemara, Mishirabu Roya Panim Bedin, when there were people, Dayanim, that there used to be Roya Panim Bedin. So it says in the Torah that a person has to be very careful not to judge anyone favorably, and you don't say, oh, this Chashiva person is the plaintiff, and that one is the defendant, so I'm going to be makir upon him to one. That's not something you're allowed to do. But apparently this was going on. So at that point, batel, there were two psukim in the Torah that became batel. One is, it says, lo yisaguru mipnei ish, and upasak. The other one is, lo yisakiru upanim ha-mishpat. Incidentally, it's one pasuk, and for some reason we bring the second one before the first one. I'm not sure why. Meaning, first it says, lo yisakiru, and then it says, lo yisaguru. Uparku ol shamayim, v'nasu aleim ol basar v'dam. Which the Mepharshim say, additionally, people stopped going to the Jewish courts because they knew that they were corrupt. And as a result, they tried prikis ol shamayim, and they were nasnu aleim ol basar v'dam. They put their hands in the trust of the erkuas. So this is gishmak. People would go over to the judge in middle, right? One of the lawyers, he would whisper something into the judge's ear, and then all of a sudden everything changed. So Rabba Charei Naf b'Yisrael, there was a tremendous Charei Naf. V'nestalka shchinu rachman al samishum. Shenamah, because the pasuk says bekerav elikim yishpoy. When there's mishpat, then it's bekerav elikim. But otherwise, the shchinu goes away. Mishirabu achrei bitzam libam. When there were people that when people started taking money, they started taking shaychad, right? They were following the money. Rabu Oimrim said there was a riboy in the people that said la ra toiv for la toiv ra, meaning then corruption suddenly entered the din and nothing was the way it was supposed to be. Mishrabu Oimrim la ra toiv la toiv ra, when bad was good and good was bad, because again there's no mishpat in the world. Then Rabu hoy is mamish krechtes. There was a lot of krechtes. But oilam Mishrabu moishchi haroik. When there was riboy and people that used to spit very far. So this is not something that's so common today, but once upon a time, this was like a sign of gaiva. You're like a long-range spitter. Rabbo, how you hear him? This came along with tremendous gaiva. V'nismatu ha-talmidim, and gaiva brought to less talmidim. V'atayruch ha-zeres ha-loimdeh, and as a result, the Torah is looking for people to learn. Rashi says, Kedusha Mem Tes Amid Beis Simin Legasa Saruach Aniyah Shal Torah. So there was Aniyah Shal Torah that came because of this Gasa Rabbah. Rabbi Yehirim Mischilu Bnei Yisrael Lehinasa Lehirim. So when you had this Ribuy of Bali Gaiva, so the Bnei Yisrael started marrying these men. Venesmatu. Because I mean, they looked at these men; they seemed like nice people to marry, and they ended up getting stuck with these balei gaiva. A person that's a balei gaiva, feel like inchi basically mekabel. This person, even his own family is not going to like. His wife is not going to like him. Nobody likes a balei gaiva. Toyev as Hashem kol balei, but everyone is really in a certain way metuav from such a person. Shinam, the pasuk says, "Gever yar v'lo yinva, lo yinva afilu benav shaloi." Even those on mishpacha. So the Gemara says, "Mikar kafzala." No, what happened was people didn't know. So a woman ends up marrying this balgai v'lusayif, and then afterwards, when she's married to a balgai v'mitzal alayu, he became disgusting in her eyes. Mishirabu matile meloya bale batim. So this was a situation where you had rabbanim and you had dayanim. They used to invest with their balabatim. They would give them their schayru to go sell. Rabba shoychad. This was like real shoychad. Vatas mishpat, and it caused a lot of ivus adin upaska toiva, and a lot of the toiva in the world went away. Mishirabu mekableni. When you had dayanim, this is all me'inyan le'inyan. You had dayanim that would say, yes, I received the check in the mail, like right before the mishpat, or yishna machzik toiv, you know me, I'm a grace amakit toiv. So this wasn't good. Rabu isha yashav ein of yasa, shvalim hugvu, v'agvoyim hushpalu, the whole world went upside down. The umalchusa azla v'nazlan, the whole malchus, mamish, the whole civilization. Right? Dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's not just one of the mitzvahs. It's not just one of the aseres hadibros. It's one of the seven foundations of civilization. And everything started going by the way. Mishrabu tzari ayin v'tarfei teref. When you had tzari ayin, these are karga people. And tarfei teref, Rashi says, a gazlonim. Robu ma'amtzei alev, v'koivtzei yodayim, milahalvois. So you had ma'amtzei alev, people, they would harden their heart when it came to help sharing with people. V'koivtzei yodayim, milahalvois. They wouldn't want to lend people. Avram ashkasa b'tayro, and they're over what it says in Torah. Yisham alecha pen v'goymer, and it says, like, sa'ammeitz, and it says, so sick by it is a mamish the azaris that they were over. Mishrabu natuyas goroy umesakre se nayim. When you had people that were women that were walking around in gaiva, rabu mayim hamarim, you ended up having a lot of mayim hamarim. So the women behaving and dressing in a certain way led to stira and kinyan and stirish. It was ela zokti gemara shapasku mish. But eventually, it ended up stopping, like the Mishnah said, Mishirabu Hamenof. Mishirabu Mekabli Matonis, when there were a lot of Mekabli Matonis, Nismatu Hayomim, then Eskatsu Hashonim. It let the people living less, the Chsiv, the Soine Matonis Ichia. Mishirabu Schuche Halev. When there was a ribuy in Schuche Alev, so Rashi says Schuche Alev are she'ein matin es ozlam l'shmoya yofam mipi rabam v'soymchem al binosam l'dakdek shmu ozlam. They don't feel they have to shtel through so much. No, we're confident that we understand. Rabu Machlikas b'Yisrael. Mishrabu tamid yeshami v'hilo shmoy shimshu kol tzarcham because they weren't meshamish their abeim properly. Rabu Machlikas b'Yisrael. V'nasa Torah k'shtei Torahs. We've spoken so much about that over the years. The Torah became two Torahs. Mishrabu mekabli tztokim and oivdei kechavim. When the Yidden started taking tztokim and oivdei kechavim, Yisrael lemaila, the Yidden were on top, the Heim lemata, the Yisraelim were on the bottom, Yisrael lefnim, the Yidden were in the front, the Heim lachad, they were in the behind. Rashi says this is a kinoi, this is a euphemism. Really, it was just the opposite. That once the Yidden became beholden to the Yisraelim, everything turned itself around. Either way, we return to the mission. The mission said, Mishem meis Yosef ben Yehazer ish tzreita, v'yosef ben Yochan ish Yerushalayim, batu ha-shkoilis, my ha-shkoilis, what are ha-shkoilis? I'm Rav Yudah Mashmul. Rav Yudah said the name of Shmul, ish shahakoil boy. Ha-shkoilis are people that have everything. So what is everything? Zakt Rashi, last Rashi on the Yomit. Torah ba'amita, ve'ein doifi, it's perfect Torah, and there's no shikha, and there's no machalikis. That's what it means to have everything. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Yoichin Kohen Gadol made a few takanas. Number one, Hever Adois Meiser. He knocked out Vidui Meiser. Afhu Batalas Hamo'irim Vesan Noikvim. He was Mevatal, the Oirim and the Noikvim. Up until his days, there was a patish that was being Makir Yerushalayim. You could hear hammers banging in Yerushalayim. And during his time, you didn't have to ask any questions anymore about the Ma'at. So what does this all mean? The Gemara is going to go through each one. Yoichin Kohen Gadol, Hever, my time, what's the reason for this? Because he realized that the Yidden weren't giving Meisers properly. If you're not giving Meisers properly, you can't say Vidui Meiser. What's Vidui Meiser? How amazing you are. I did everything the way I was supposed to, but they weren't. And because they weren't, they couldn't. Now, what were they doing imperfect? So Rashi, the Gemara says, because the Torah says you're supposed to give Meisers Rishon to the Levim. We were giving it to the Kayanim. Now, Rashi says that why were the Yidden giving it to the Kayanim? It was the Knas of Ezra. Because when Ezra came up there to Israel, he saw the Levim stayed behind, and he made a Knas. The Knas was Rekibel, Zvenazayu, all the rate. But the bottom line is, But the bottom line is, they weren't doing what they're supposed to do. And being that they weren't doing what they're supposed to do, so he was mevatel vidui meiser. So the Gemara, v'loidi yashar meisers. Why can't you say vidui meisers about everything else? Am Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, because kol bayis she'im mespada meiser rishon, shuvim mespada shar meisers. Any bayis, I was like a whole member here. Any house where there's no vidui meiser rishon, you can't be mespada on the other meisers either. My time, why not? Why can't you be mespada meiser sheni? Am Rabbi, Abaye said, how possible because of tchilo? Because it's the first in the vidui meiser, the first Maisa that you mezvada on is that, and that's why if you don't get the first, you can't go to the second. Mechlal zok the Gemara. One thing it sounds like for sure, it sounds like people were giving Maisers in the times of Yerchin and Kohen Gadol, but they were doing it kefita kanas eser. They were giving the Maiserishim to the Kayanim, so they're not doing it exactly the way it's supposed to do, and that's a reason not to say vidui Maiser. But it certainly sounds like dafrushi hu mafrushi. V'hatan, your faith is that true. We don't have a braisa. Af hu bita les havidui v'gozar al admai. That it was Yoichan Kohen Gadol that was gozar on admai. So bita les havidui, that the Mishnah said. But he was also the one that made the gozar on admai. L'fisha shalab chol gvul Yisrael. Everybody knows this. Because he sent messengers to all the gvul Yisrael. V'ra and he saw she'im marfish and ela truma gedoyla b'vat. That the only one of all the tithes that the Yidden were being makben on was truma gedoyla. U'maiser rishoyin. But as it related to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, some were giving, some were not giving. So he told them, Bonai, my sons, let me explain to you. I understand you're giving Truma Gedoyla probably because it's Misa. Don't you understand? So if you're going to not give the Truma Meisner from the Meiser, then don't you realize it's Misa? And by the way, if you don't get Maiser Rishon, it's Tevel. So it's fighting going to be Misa. Amatzi got up the Hiskin Lehem and he made the following takana. A takana that launched the whole Masech. The Masech is my. Halakeach Peres Mama Oretz. If someone buys Peres from Mama Oretz, Mafrish Mehem Maiser Rishon U Maiser Sheni. Maiser Rishon, when he's Mafrish, Mafrish Mimeno, Chumas Maiser. Then has to give Chumas Maiser. The Noisful Koin, he has to give the Chumas Maiser to the Koin. Maiser Sheni, as relates to the Maiser Sheni, you don't give it to anybody. Oilava Oichlav Yerushalayim, Misafik. You have to go eat in Yerushalayim. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, as relates to the Maiser Rishon and the Maiser Oni, Hamoitze Mechave Overai. You're not Mechave to give it to anybody because Hamoitze Mechave Overai. Maiser Rishon and Maiser Oni, even Azar is allowed to eat. It's only a Safik, right? Because it was a Safik whether or not people were being Mafrish these Maisers. As a result, Hamoitze Mechave Overai, this is something you're allowed to keep. But what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that you see in Yoichim Kangodal's time, they were mechadish the institution of Dmai. That means there were people that weren't giving Meiser. If they weren't giving Meiser, so that's a better reason to be mevatel vidui Meiser. Yoichim Gadol is mevatel vidui Meiser. Why? Because they're not doing it ketikuna, even though it's takonas Ezra. This is a much better reason. They're not giving it at all. Mar says, you're right. Tarti, tike. Yoichim Gadol was mesaking two things. First, he was bito vidui de chaverim. He said for the chaverim, those were the groups of Yidden, right? All Jews were divided into two groups, the Chaverim and the Amiyaretz. Amiyaretz were the ones that were makbid on Meisters properly, and the Chaverim were. So in the world of the Chaverim, there was a Takana, no more vidui Meiser. Why? Because of the Takana says, so, because of Meisher Amiyaretz, as it relates to Amiyaretz, he was going around Meisher. V'af hu bitel les Amiyaretz. He was mevatel the Meirim. My Meirim, Amar Rechab, Rav Chabzeh, B'chol Yoyim, V'yoyim Shoyim, the Levim al Aducham. When the Levim was standing on the Ducham, V'yoyim, they would say, Uro Lomo Tishon Hashem. This was one of the Nagunim that they would sing. Uro, Ebishte, why are you sleeping? Amar Lehem. So Yerchin Gadol said, what? V'chiyei Shina Lefnei HaMokoyim. Ebishte doesn't sleep. What it means is that David is keilu showing he's being megala himself as if he's not paying attention to what's happening, as if he's sleeping. But Avadi's not sleeping. But still, even though that's the real pshat in the pasuk, Yochanan Gadol was uncomfortable with it, and therefore he was mevatel. That's what it means. He was mevatel the ma'irim. That's hanoikven. He was mevatel the noikven. What does this mean? My noikven. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. People, when they would bring a carbon, so before they would bring the carbon, this is interesting. They would cut the eagle in between its horns. They wanted blood to come out to cover the eyes of the animal. And the reason is, it would be easier to shech the animal because the animal would get all tzevild of it at the time of the shechita. So this was their eitzah. Now, cutting an animal sounds like a mum, right? Well, obviously they did it in a way that it wasn't a mum. But the point is, this is what they did. Also, you bottle. And the reason he was mevatel is because even though it wasn't a mum, it looked like a mum. Masisa, tono, and the Braxton, we learned a little bit differently. What they would do to these animals is, it's hard to even comprehend this because this is I mean, it's a behemoth, there's a sugya of tzar bali chayim, but even more than that, this is kotshim, right? You're thinking of an oila, chattas, and they would mamish hit it with baseball bats. Kiderek sha oisin, oisin lefnei avoydes kechav. Mamish, the way the oivdei avoydes are used to do it. The way the pagans used to do it. Amma lehem, seyochim gong godol said, ad masay atam achilim nevelus lemezbeach. Why are you being Michael? The Gemara says nevelus, hashachatlu, there's no nevelus, there was a proper shechita. Ela trefus, no. He was worried about trefus. Shema nikev krum shalmayach. Because maybe one of these blows will sever the membrane that covers the brain of the animal, and that's why he was mevatel this. Amad, how was he mevatel? Hiskinam tabois bekarke. He put the ringlich inside the ground, and that was mevatel this inyan. Meaning they would put the animals in those rings, and that's how they would be able to pin it down. Ad yomavayim patish makib Yerushalayim. What does that mean? B'chayil shalmai. On cholamayid, when it's a davar avid, you're allowed to do malacha. So, very often it was davar avid, merubin sarcheyamcha, and people, there was clapping going on. And that was something he was mevatel, sinish yontivdik. And finally, kol yom of lehi, adam tzarech lishal al admai. During his days, no one had asked questions about mai anymore, kedam marim. Meaning, it used to be that if a person would buy from an amaretz, he wasn't sure what to do. He'd ask a shayla, do I have to be mafresh? I don't have to be mafresh. He was mesakin mai. And once he was mesakin mai, that put an end to that whole inyan. And as a result, it wasn't necessary to do this anymore. So, just to make a recap, not on the whole daf, but just to make a recap on Yochanan Kohen Gadol's takanas. Number one, he was mevatel vidui meiser. Even the chaverim shouldn't say vidui meiser anymore. Why not? And although it was mitakanas ezer, but still there was something he was mevatel. He was mevatel the ma'urin. He told the Levim, stop singing the song Amal Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. It doesn't sound good. He stopped the noikvin. These were the people that used to hack the animal in order to get it to be able to do a shechita. What was his takana? You have to make an etzer, right? The etzer was, he put these tabois inside the floor of the azara. He said that there shouldn't be any clapping, there should be no noise. Chol Moed Yerushalayim, all you should feel is the menucha of Yontif. And not just that, he was mesakin the institution of the